afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot for free. And right now, get a $10 gift card by mail when you buy four or more select double platinum or iridium spark plugs. Limit one transaction per receipt. Limit one gift card per household. Items must be purchased on same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install garage doors, HVAC units, windows, bath remodels, nearly any home improvement project. All done by licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. It's the smartest way to get from to-do to done. Schedule an appointment today at homedepot.com/homeservices. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chris Collins, a Republican from New York, has been indicted on insider trading and securities fraud.
Rick Gates, the government's key witness in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud trial, testify against his business partner and former Trump campaign chair.
California's largest wildfire on record continues to grow.
The National Interagency Fire Center says large fire activity continues in 14 states.
The Academy Awards has approved new changes for the Oscars telecast, including a commitment to keep the show to 3 hours.
A man shot and killed killed a female patient, then himself, at a hospital in Valhalla, New York.
USC President C.L. Max Nikias has stepped down.
SeaWorld says it's cutting more jobs.
DACA recipients remain in limbo.
New York will be the first U.S. city to place a cap on ride-sharing licenses, services like Uber and Lyft.
126 people who work at Element Electronics will soon be out of a job.
There's no end in sight to the diplomatic standoff between Canada and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom is now ordering Saudi students to leave Canada.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. You see a law enforcement officer, give him a big thumbs up for us. Also, we have first-time callers can get in on the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Fresh Market is going to be doing the ribs on Saturday from 11 to 3. $11.99 for a cooked slab of ribs, and they are delicious. So I want you to get hold of that. That's going to be good. Get a slab, and yeah, I get four meals out of it myself, but I eat a lot lighter than I used to. But, Joey,
yes.
Last night, went by Fresh Market, and they have things that are on sale that are not told on their website type thing. So
right,
now I have to go buy, because you told me about sushi for $5.
I got two different trays, and it was only $10 for both big trays of sushi.
I'm going by and see if they still have that. But they have a pecan crusted rib chop, a pork chop, but it's a rib chop. This is only $4.99 a pound, pecan crusted rib chop. I did that last night, and it was spectacular. You can bake it in the oven if you want to, or you can kind of use the Dan and Joey method. We take a pan, like a copper top pan. Oh, I got my new pans in. They're great. They're great.
You said Blue Diamond?
Blue Diamond. It is absolutely incredible. It is so easy to clean up. I mean, it literally works. I've been scrubbing this other one just too much, and this is, I just got the water in it, wished it out, got a paper towel, and cleaned it up.
I actually know what you're talking about. When I was house sitting for my uncle, they have some of those pans, and I was amazed.
I mean, considering what we do, it's great. That might be your Christmas present. But they have this pecan crusted rib chop, $4.99. That's $2 off. It normally would be $6.99, but it is delicious. Put it in a pan with butter in it and cooked both sides of it, and it was a great taste. Here's something else they have. Colosso shrimp. And these are the big butt-kicking shrimp. 4 to 6 of these for a pound, make up a pound. And what you do is you take it and you cut the shell off with a pair of scissors, or you just peel it back. It's already sliced. They already have one slice on it. And you can do several things with it. You can cook it on the grill, and you're going to get this kind of lobstery kind of flavor to it. You can pan it in butter if you want to, and it has a great taste to it.
Ooh.
I'm going to do that for this weekend. I was staying with the pork chop last night. Probably do the colossal shrimp tonight. $12.99 a pound. Normally $17.99 a pound. So if you get a pound of this shrimp, you are going to feed a couple of people with this thing. You're not to eat a pound of shrimp that's this big. No other word than luxurious.
Yes,
it's luxurious taste to it. So I'm doing that tonight. $12.99 a pound. You can't beat. But see, that wasn't on their flyer. So I had to go walk around the store, and you told me about the sushi. Also, we have Sweet Creek Farm Market. We're going to be doing that gift basket drawing today. So this is the last day for you to be able to get in on it, because we're going to be doing a repeat show for tomorrow. So if you want to get in, you need to call me and talk to me at 272-9228, and we'll get you that gift basket. Everybody loves the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. You know why? Because it is so absolutely great. Okay, so we're going to get into the Mueller thing a little bit later on. I want to kind of cross off some other boxes here before we get anywhere. The first is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, this is kind of long, But I want you to hear what she's... This is just amazing, listening to her talk and the way she thinks as a Democrat socialist.
Man, do you want to spend a lot of my tax money on these proposals that you and Bernie and others have? Medicare for all, college tuition, maybe even housing, that the Green New Deal that you have, it is all very expensive, especially on the single-payer side, and that it gives people sticker shock, even in Bernie's home state. They got sticker shock. They couldn't get it done in his state because of how expensive it is. And that was an 11% increase in taxes, 9 to 11%. Even that was too much for people. How do you pay? How do you sell it?
So first of all, the thing that we need to realize is people talk about the sticker shock of Medicare for all. They do not talk about the sticker shock of the cost of our existing system. You know, in a Koch brothers funded study, if any study is going to try to be a little bit slanted, it would be one funded by the Koch brothers. It shows that Medicare for all is actually much more, is actually much cheaper than the current system that we pay right now. And let's not forget that the reason that the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act is because they ruled that these monthly payments that everyday Americans make is a tax. And so while it may not seem like we pay that tax on April 15th, we pay it every single month, or we do pay a tax season if we don't buy these plans off of the exchange. So we're paying for this system. We Americans have the sticker shock of healthcare as it is. And what we're also not talking about is why aren't we incorporating the cost of all the funeral expenses of those who die because they can't afford access to healthcare?
The funeral expenses of people die because they can't afford health care. So let's say the funeral costs, say, $4,000. So if they went into the hospital, what was that going to cost you? And who was going to pay for that? This is absolutely
also, ludicrous. Also, the guy who invited me over to that conference, he's a brilliant guy named Sean Malone. He shared something. I don't often do this, but this is an analysis from the Washington Post. So it's not from more Koch brothers stuff. It's not from the Washington Examiner. It's not Breitbart. This is from the Washington Post, and the headline is, Democrats seize on cherry-picked claim that Medicare for All would save $2 trillion. That's kind of what she's talking about. To lend credibility to the $2 trillion savings number, one would have to argue that we can cut payments to providers by about 40% at the same time as increasing demand by about 11%. So you're cutting payments to all sorts of medical providers, and also... increasing demand, and the main point of the study being ignored by Democrats, that even by generously accepting these assumptions that he could squeeze providers so much, the plan would still raise government expenditures by $32.6 trillion.
Yeah,
and that's a projection.
And cutting back services doesn't make people healthier.
No,
that is the whole. You know, when I was at MD Anderson, that was one thing I learned from them so clearly. Let's go to the phones and go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard today, Marcia.
Hey, Dan. I missed your Ronald Reagan opening today. I always try to be there at 12 o'clock.
Oh, thank you.
I love to hear him talk.
Me too.
Can I get on the fresh market?
The Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes.
Gene, you absolutely can.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Gene. I want you to have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. We got a great audience.
Well, and by the way, if you don't assume that you can cut, you know, providers' payments by 40%, the number comes out to $40 trillion. So, but what's, you know, $7.5 trillion between American citizens?
Really? So let's continue with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, I stopped Cassia. This. Hold on.
Let's, oh, I'm
we're
sorry.
Going to have to jump back in midstream to this nonsense.
Because they can't afford access to health care. That is part of the cost of our system. Why don't we talk about the cost of reduced productivity because of people who need to go on disability, because of people who are not able to participate in our economy, because they have because they're having issues like diabetes or they don't have access to the health care that they need. I think at the end of the day, we see that this is not a pipe dream. Every other developed nation in the world does this. Why can't America? America? And that is the question that we need to ask. We have done these things before. We write unlimited blank checks for war. We write a we just wrote a $2 trillion check for that tax cut, the GOP tax cut, and nobody asked those folks how are they going to pay for it. So my question is, why is it that our pockets are only empty when it comes to education and health care for our kids? Why are pockets only empty when we talk about 100% renewable energy that is going to save this planet and allow our children to thrive? We only have empty pockets when it comes to the morally right things to do. But when it comes to tax cuts for billionaires and when it comes to unlimited war, we seem to be able to invent that money very easily. And to me, it belies a lack of moral priorities that people have right now, especially the Republican Party.
Wow.
Are we not spending anything right now on health care?
No, we're not doing anything.
It's not like the government pays for
Medicaid or Medicare.
Half of medical expenditures in this country are done by the federal government.
Which is why we have the problem we do, by the way. Too many dollars chasing too few goods here. Which is, every time when you look at problems, look at government involvement in it. If government is involved in it, it starts turning into a problem. There was a guy on today that was on Fox, and I tried to find his piece, but he was coming up with the concept that once a hospital hits a $20 million mark, that they've got to post their services and what their services cost. So when you are looking and shopping something, you're looking down at a menu that says this is what different services cost. And then you're either going to be so outraged by it or you're going to go shop it. Shopping medical is the way to go. You need to do it for your own survival, and you need to do it for your own cost savings. For example, I changed my whole thing around where I go to a doc in a box. They have all my medical files. I go do my annual checkup, and I do and I combine that with a prescription refill, and then I do a prescription refill. And it's $110. Right. And I pay it out of pocket, and if something's wrong, then I've got Christian Healthcare Ministry to back me up.
Well, and when I hear somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I still stand by that. That's a very sexy name. She herself and her politics, not so much.
Yeah, really.
But when I hear folks like her, I think about there are problems in education. I think there are problems with healthcare, the whole system in both regards. I think there are problems even if you look at, like, you know, what happened in 08 with the banking system. Did we actually figure this thing out? All three sectors, just taking those three, are heavily government regulated,
exactly,
if not run already.
Right. Well, the banking system was basically, it was government's involvement in it that created the problem. Kirk, let me go to you real quick, buddy. Kirk, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. You need to get that guy Jay on your show.
Who, Jay Scott?
That's right. Joey likes him.
Oh, yeah. We all like him.
Jay was my first producer.
Oh, my. Hey, you know, if you get shot at for 20 years, you can get TRICARE.
There you go.
That's the only government program that works in medicine.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you're going to somebody else other than a Army doctor.
I just busted my rotator cuff, and I just saw the best guy in Alabama get it picked.
Who did you go to?
What's that thing? Landmark?
Lemac.
Lemac. Okay. Up in Birmingham?
There's one in Prattville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they did a good job. I almost couldn't get fixed. They put 6 pins in my shoulder.
Well, I'm glad that you got it fixed, my friend.
Yeah, that's why you haven't heard from me in a while.
Oh, I was wondering what happened to you.
Yeah, but I just wanted to call and rally your cage.
Well, I appreciate it, my friend.
All right, have a good one.
You too. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
It seemed that life was so wonderful. Responsible.
may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
That's where we are.
No matter what you do,
love this song.
I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you found, girl?
You know, it's a shame that some of Alexandria's candidates that she supported didn't win, because they sure would have been a lot easier to beat. They have a problem here in their tactics that they're using, the Dems are, and they're so banking on the anti-Trump vote that's going to come out in the surge. And folks, I really don't see it. I see it in places like California, I see it in places like New York, and possibly some Illinois area, but this across the country, I'm not feeling it.
Well, and the way I think about it, from some of what I've learned from you and watching a few of these midterms come and go, is there's always some built-in, you know, we're out of power, the guy's in charge, so we'll just vote for somebody else. But I'm wondering how much is the number beyond that simple swinging of the pendulum and the American people being fickle. And I don't
see it. I mean, the only Democrats who seem to be really winning in these battleground states are fairly moderate Democrats.
Yeah, well, here's the combination number that of a winner as a Democrat, that you are saying that you're not for Nancy Pelosi, you're saying that you're not against Donald Trump, you don't mention Trump, and you certainly don't beat him up. And then what you're doing is you're saying that I'm for some key issues, and they may not say I'm for border wall, but they're for border security,
right.
And they'll use some code name. That's how a Democrat gets elected. And what you've got to do as a Republican is you've got to blow that shield away or make it where the ultra-liberals don't like that person because they're not abiding to their kind of themes that they'd like to hear. And certainly it's going to be an interesting election to watch for midterms. If you listen to progressive pointy head media, they have this kind of thing. It's like in the bank, it's done. It's going to be a blue wave. And I really think that they're misreading this, particularly when you're looking at the voter turnout. And, I mean, you're getting some pretty high numbers in places like Florida and Georgia, in particular that Georgia race. That told me that guy was going to win just by looking at the voter turnout for Republican, for his voter turnout compared to the Democrat who was running. They just couldn't pull him out. And if they're not angry there, then they're not angry in a lot of places. So, but I'm really the Bill Nelson race. I think that's going to turn out well. I think the top of the ticket, with DeSantis as possibly winning the nomination for governor, I think that's going to look good. I think it's going to have a good feel to it. And the open seats that you have because of vacancies of DeSantis and other things, I think those will go along pretty well. And Florida is going to be a state to keep an eye on. And another one is going to be Missouri. I mean, Missouri is just like... McCaskill is in trouble. The one I'm kind of surprised at looking at some numbers is Donnelly in Indiana. He seems to be liked a lot more than I thought. Or let's say, I think the candidate that's running against him probably isn't as more into the Indiana motif type thing. So we'll see what happens with him. Okay, let me... hit it in with Major Garrett here. Well, let me do this. Let me go to a break, and then I'll set this back up with Major Garrett talking about Mueller and sanctions.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do,
Dan Morris Show.
No matter where you go, there will always be a place. Can't you see it in my face?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Chevrolet ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard. Find new roads at Capital Chevrolet. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Congress will have to approve, but the Trump administration's goal is to have a Space Force up and running as a sixth branch of the military in 2020. Vice President Pence says at the Pentagon,
to be clear, the Space Force will not be built from scratch. Because the men and women who run and protect our nation's space programs today are already the best in the world.
President Trump tweets, Space Force all the way. The Russian government says there could be retaliation against U.S. economic sanctions over the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in England.
Russia's foreign ministry calling the sanctions a new attempt to demonize Russia. Spokesperson Maria Zakharova saying ultimatums against Russia are useless. She said the allegations of Russian involvement in the poisoning are baseless and cynical.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Right. And I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Sylvester Stewart. Sly and the Family Stone. .972-9228, reminder, you can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Speaking of which, this is the one that won doubles, isn't it?
Maybe, yeah, I think so.
The Boatman, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Yeah, I got them both in the same week. Yeah.
Ah, man, we've never had that before. And folks, it really is a random number generator that we use to draw the names. So how'd you like it?
I just wanted to let you know we got some good ribeyes from Fresh Market.
Ooh.
And they were delicious. And from Sweet Creek, we just went and got some vegetables. And, of course, they were all delicious, good, some beautiful stuff.
Is that your first time at Sweet Creek?
Yeah. I've been by there several times, just didn't have time to stop. And, of course, my wife went with me to both of them. And leaving Sweet Creek, she said, how about we get some ice cream? And so I said, okay. So we walked in there, and she said, uh-oh, they got peach cobbler. We got to have peach cobbler without ice cream.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, that is the best. That is the best.
It was really good. Yeah. We still got a little bit left. We're going to get to go back to both of them again. Thought I might try to get some of them ribs this weekend.
I tell you what, the Fresh Market ribs at $11.99 cooked, that is a bargain, an absolute bargain.
But just wanted to let you know everything we got so far has just been outstanding, and really appreciate it.
Well, I want to tell you something. You are an example that it pays to listen to the Dan Moore Show.
Oh, yeah. And I do love listening to y'all. I know I don't call in much, but it just wouldn't do for me to call in and say what I'd like to say. I tell you, these Democrats, I wish somebody would find the valve to shut that Kool-Aid off that they're drinking.
Well, I really appreciate you listening to the show. Do you listen to it on the route, or are you working in the main office?
No, I listen to it on the route. Radio app on my phone. I listen through it on it.
It is amazing the number of postmen and women that listen to the show.
Yeah.
The postman, I appreciate you, my friend. I'm so glad that you enjoyed Fresh Market and the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket.
All right.
Keep listening.
I will. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday, Thumbs Up Thursday. Also, this is the last day for this week you can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We're going to be doing the drawing in about an hour and 10 minutes. But I want to get that to you for this weekend for whoever the winner is. But you have to call, you have to talk to us, and then say you want to get in on the basket. Okay, so Major Garrett is going to be talking about Russian sanctions that Trump is imposing. Why is he imposing? It's because of the two British subjects that were killed by the Russians. One was a former KGB mole that was there, and they killed him.
This morning, Russia and the United States are squaring off over new American sanctions imposed after an assassination attempt on a former spy in England using a nerve agent. Moscow says they're unacceptable and illegal. The sanctions prohibit a wide range of exports to Russia. They'll take effect August 22nd if Congress does not object. Major Garrett is near the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey, where the president's on vacation.
There is a Washington backstory to this move on sanctions. Ed Royce, he's a California Republican, has for some time been demanding the Trump White House use a 1991 U.S. law meant to punish countries that use chemical or biological weapons. Well, after months of inaction, the Trump administration finally moved, in part to appease Royce and also, if possible, quell election year accusations of going easy on Russia.
It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it.
More than 4 months after accusing the Kremlin of the nerve agent attack that poisoned this Russian-born British spy and his daughter, something the Russians deny, President Trump will now hit some of the top oligarchs and businesses with close ties to the Russian president. Only weeks after praising Vladimir Putin as he stood by his side in Helsinki.
I called him a competitor, and a good competitor he is. And I think the word competitor is it's a compliment.
And again, just days ago.
I got along great with Putin.
But now, more chill in the relationship between off-again, on-again rivals, with the most aggressive White House sanctions yet that could block Russia from purchasing potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons, electronics, and avionics.
Now, I'm going to say that that probably is a John Bolton Pompeo effect on that. And people get this confused when there's Russia hoax, which is the Mueller investigation, which we're going to get into that in more detail in a little bit. But it also, it's not, the tampering with elections is one thing, but, and he acknowledges that, Trump, but when he says the Russian hoax, he's talking about the Russian influence in with his campaign. So let's continue with Major Garrett here, and he's going to bring in some information about the Mueller interview.
We want to have open lines of communication.
The action came the same day Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul hand-delivered this letter from President Trump to Putin asking for expanding dialogue.
Discussions are incredibly important. Diplomacy is important.
Other top Republicans had slammed the president for not standing up to Russia.
If you were really tough with Putin, he would not be doing what he's doing.
Even after Mr. Trump pushed back on critics with CBS's Jeff Glore.
You have people that said you should have gone up to him, you should have walked up and started screaming in his face. We're living in the real world.
The president met with Senator Paul in the White House to discuss his agenda for this Moscow trip and approve the letter of introduction Paul gave to Putin. And the White House is drafting an executive order that may impose sanctions if someone is found, a foreign national that is, guilty of meddling in the midterm elections. As for these sanctions, Vlad, there could be another round in 90 days. If Russia doesn't take steps to verify, it will not use these kinds of weapons again.
So, Major, let me ask you this. President Trump's legal team has responded to special counsel Mueller's proposal for a presidential interview. What do we know about their counteroffer?
Well, I just spoke to Rudy Giuliani, the president's lead attorney on this, and he now describes himself as more optimistic than he's been in weeks, and there can be a resolution that could lead to an interview between President Trump and the special counsel Robert Mueller. Apparently, the two sides have narrowed their differences over what can and can't be asked, and Giuliani told me that there's at least a 50-50 chance that that interview could happen sooner rather than later.
50-50 chance? When we get into this other stuff, I'll kind of, and again, I'll reemphasize what I said yesterday. I think this is being, there's something about to happen here that it's going to be pretty big. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, how are you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Maybe a few degrees cooler, but that's all relative. It's still hot. And by the way, I keep forgetting I want to get on Sweet Creek if I can.
Oh, okay. We're top. We got you in. We know your voice.
Thank you. This whole Russia situation is so confusing and convoluted because the United States and Russia cooperate on a tremendous amount of business and issues. And the space program, the United States is dependent on Russia to launch satellites. I mean, They launched 10 or 11 of ours this year from the Cosmodrome. So, gosh, this is just confusing, the level of cooperation and confliction, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about, Dan?
I hear you, but you know, one thing that happens is people can separate business and some other things, you know, things that are joint good for each other type things and other things that aren't.
Yeah, I just find it miraculous that the United States and Russia have cooperated so cleanly on the space program.
did you see the new space journey stuff that they did this week, where they're talking about
the Russians?
No, the United States.
No. What is quote space journey you're talking about?
Well, it's where they're taking, instead of firing a missile like the old STS platform, the space shuttle, that they're talking about having aircraft that are propulsion, they're dropped from an airplane, and then they just take off and they go into space.
Oh, yeah, that's a scramjet. That's been around for 20 years. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they've had scramjets for a long time, and
We're top. What they're doing is they're emphasizing that program so they can do stuff in space.
Oh, okay. All right. This is the Americans you're talking about.
I am.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That I understand that. Yeah, and they're real close to doing passenger service to space, I think, within the next couple years, Dan.
Well, I think they're going to do that as kind of the novelty of it. This is more of actual doing science and doing pharmaceuticals in space and things like that. It is amazing when you look at pharmaceuticals and alloyed metals being forged in space, the difference of what happens with the pharmaceutical or the alloy is just incredible. They had just started that in the 1980s when I was at NASA for my little brief stint there.
Wow. Is NASA going to be incorporated into the Space Force, or is it going to be a continuous separate entity?
It's going to be a separate entity. This is going to be another force. It will be the seventh force, I believe.
Wow. Very interesting. Be cool to see what develops from this. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. the final frontier.
Mm-hmm.
It really, that was pretty amazing. I kind of, because I had seen it when I was at NASA, and I was, it has such an interest to me. Anytime I see an article on it, it's just amazing. So you can take something like insulin, for example, and you can produce it in space, and you need a fraction of the insulin that you do versus something that's manufactured here. But that happens to a lot of different things. It becomes a pure essence of itself. And alloyed metals that are forged in space have a different composition. Mm. They actually are become much harder. So it's fascinating to watch, to look at. So now we have to do Major Garrett and Mueller.
No, oh, we just
did that. Okay.
I just find it because we're being a broken record here because the national news is a bit of a broken record here. But the failure, and I think on purpose, but the failure to distinguish between, okay, Trump wants to generally take a realist approach, and I'm not just throwing out the word realist, it's an actual school of thought in geopolitics, a realist approach to Russia, where two red tops call, we cooperate where we can cooperate, like space. We have dialogue where we hope to cooperate more. And then there are a few other things off the table where we just go, hey, we don't like each other. And then you kind of build off what you already do together, and you hope you put more things in the dialogue box into the cooperation box, and you move it along over a longer time frame. And they're failing to distinguish between that approach to Russia generally and then the Russian collusion thing. So when Trump calls it a hoax, he's talking about the accusation of collusion.
Right.
And then they bring, well, now you're calling the interference a hoax, and, oh, look at him being diplomatic with Putin. It just, I don't get where this goes.
It's not, well, where it goes is the narrative of Trump and Russia. Trump and Russia equals bad, and it's always in the diplomatic core, there's always been areas that you still do agree on and you want to make sure. For example, the conflict resolution line. I mean, that's something that's good. That's not bad that we're talking to each other. That's something good. And I think that Trump has got the absolute right approach to stuff. He wants to sit down with people and talk to them and get to know them because he feels that that is a much more powerful position for him as President of the United States to deal with it than to send somebody else over there. He'll send somebody else over there to set the table, but he wants to be the guy that's going to close the deal. And that's, as Trump says, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. NewsHour 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy. buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Oh, the Dan Morris Show. Well, there's
a light in your eye that keeps shining. 272-9228, that's where we are. Weekly Farm Market Gift Basket, we're going to do the drawing today. What do you have to do? Well, you got to call and get on the air. It then has to be put in on the drawing. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm really good, and you?
Cooling off from mowing the yard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, trying to get it in before it rains.
There you go.
I want to say thank you for explaining how politics works when people, when the president and Putin, you know, they can say something to us, okay, I don't like this, but it doesn't affect the rest of the things. And I don't think that the left actually understands that, you know, whenever he gets on to them about one thing, it doesn't affect the other things that are going on with Russia. And either that or they're playing it, you know, to their advantage.
Yeah, diplomacy and relationships with other countries is a very complicated thing. You can have people that you're best friends with in, say, Britain, for example, or UK, but that doesn't mean that you're going to agree with everything that they do.
Right. Okay, one other question, my friend.
Sure.
What do you think about the space groups or space
The Space Force?
Yes, sir.
I think it's a great idea. I think that is something that we need to pay attention to. Space is an important part. There's all this moving parts up in space that we need to be careful of. You know, what if somebody starts taking out our satellites and we're totally blind with satellites, and you know, you don't know what's going to be happening next? So you got to do something to defend and protect yourself up in space. You know, you can take...
I think that's a good answer. That's what we need. We really do need something, because otherwise we're going to be bringing up the tail end of the donkey.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, it's too late once it happens to try to figure out how to do it if we don't go on and prepare now. And it is where we're eventually heading. And at one time we were headed there very well. I mean, we went to the moon and back on basic math. So, you know... We're going to expand on out and travel on out and learn more about our galaxy and the rest of the world that's out there.
Well, if you're looking at one area that you are defending a nation with, space is it. Because you've got the satellites, the early warning systems, our ability to communicate. All of that is happening in outer space.
Well, it's just amazing to me that they slamming Trump about the Space Force whenever... Was it Reagan that was talking about setting up satellites that would help with stopping incoming missiles and things?
That was Reagan. That was Star Wars, Space Shield.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, once again, you've been cleared up my brain and helped me find out that I was going in the right direction.
Appreciate that, Bill.
Yeah, you have one day I'm going to sit down and ask you to tell me every job you've had, because I get more amazed the more I find out. I thought you had said you had been at NASA a little while.
Yeah, I was assigned to NASA for John Glenn was going to run for president, and so we had finished I'd finished the summit of industrialized nations, and Deaver sent me over to NASA for about a six-month period because he wanted to make sure that Reagan was realigned with space, and it was the 25th anniversary. The movie The Right Stuff was coming out, and John Glenn was running for president. So I was kind of over there to get the president aligned back with space. I was still doing advanced jobs, but I was mainly focused on the 25th anniversary and the movie The Right Stuff to see how that was going to play out. So once we did that, then we got into the... In October of 83, I moved to the Reagan-Bush campaign and was doing the director of event operations for Reagan-Bush.
I was very fortunate when I was in the first grade, and people go, how can you remember this? My dad was in the National Guard, and we were packed up and sent to California for a year. And during that time, they were testing the X-15 mm-hmm. out at this military base in the desert.
Yep.
And
Edwards
we
Air Force
got
Base.
To see it daily just about, you know, every time it took off and come back because it'd fly across the houses. And it was just a really, really cool thing to see, especially at that age.
Do you, were you living in Palmdale or Lancaster?
Sir?
Were you living in Palmdale or Lancaster?
No, sir. We were at Fort Irwin.
Okay.
Right in the middle of the Mojave Desert.
I know exactly where you are. Yeah, the Air Force Base was Edwards Air Force Base, which is where the
White, yes, sir.
That's where White Stuff started from. That's where a Jaeger flew and broke the sound barrier.
Yeah. Well, we were always treated to an X-15 flyover and rattle the whole house, not mm-hmm. just the dishes. It would rattle the whole concrete house.
Yep.
So it was really cool. Dan, I appreciate your time, and as always, you enjoy doing a great job.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you.
You have a great day. Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye. A couple of things here. Reminder, Fresh Market, slab of ribs, cooked, $11.99 on Saturday from 11 to 3. Another reminder is Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Four locations now. Count them, four. You have two on Madison Avenue, the main branch, the backup one for the overflow. You have Bell Road, and now you have Millbrook behind the McDonald's there. And that is All-American Mike is the manager of that one. He's a personal friend of mine. He's a great guy. Go in and see him if you're in that Elmore, Otago area, and get your car done. They are absolutely spectacular. And I tell you what, if you tell them that you're a Dan Morris Show listener, they will really appreciate that in any location, but mainly the main location and Mike's location. But go by and see them. And then one final thing, and that is this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass in Prattville location. You heard Don talking about it. They've got selection of cars and a lot of great things. You're looking for a truck, you need to check out the new Ram. Kia dealership, the largest in Alabama. Go by and see them and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back right after the top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.